The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. The truth was offered to Adam and Eve. The truth was offered to the pre-flood world as well. But neither one received the truth. Neither one listened to the truth. The truth is something that you have to receive if you want to know and live by it. To receive the truth means be willing to live by it. In John 17, verse 17, Christ had this to say, "Sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth." Yes, God's word is truth, and you can depend on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God if you will. That's one thing that sets God's people apart from those serving Satan. The Holy Spirit is another. But God only gives His Spirit to those that are willing to receive the truth and that are willing to love the truth and that are willing to live by the truth, God's Word. The Bible tells us that you must love the truth, God's Word, if you want to be saved. For it takes a strong love for the truth before you will live by it. As I said so often on the Way It Ought to Be program, we want God's Word to fit our thinking, our actions, and our attitude. Yes, we want to bring God down to our standard. But I can tell you, my friends, God isn't moving. God will not move. He is the rock, and He is solid, and what He has said, He means, and He isn't going to give up His way, His standard of living, which is holy, righteous character, for anyone. Now, why is that? Why do we want God's Word to fit our thinking and our actions? Well, let me tell you, and you should listen to this, it is because we love self and we love pleasure. We love temporary pleasures of sin more than we love God and His Word, and we love money and materialism. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, Paul had this to say, "And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion or strong deception that they should believe the lie." Now, God knows human nature better than anyone. And He knows that most people today in Satan's world will not turn loose and come out of Satan's world and live God's way because the pull is so great to pull you down and keep you down in Satan's way. As I said, no one knows our nature like God. So God has sent strong delusion on man so he would believe the lie of a false counterfeit religion and the political arena that has kept the populace believing problems will be solved without turning to God. Christianity teaches, just believe, and you will be saved. But do they tell you what you must believe to be saved? You must believe, but you must believe the truth, God's Word, and be willing to live by it. So a merciful God that wants all to be saved allows man to be deceived and not receive a love for the truth in Satan's world. So God can and will give man a chance to know and love the truth when he is resurrected in that second resurrection and through the millennial rule of Jesus Christ here on earth. But at that time, when Christ begins to rule the earth, Satan will be bound. God isn't calling everyone today. God isn't trying to save the world today. And you need to understand that. But God may be giving you an opportunity to be saved today. That is, if you hear the truth and you read the truth, God's Word, and if you're willing to live by it, if there's any indication at all on your part that you're tired of your life, that you're tired of the way that you're living, then God just may be calling you to His truth. Will you accept it? Will you live by it? But as I said, God isn't calling everyone today. God isn't trying to save the world today. But that time is coming, and God will accomplish that task of saving the world. It will happen in two stages after Satan is bound. God has allowed the whole world to be deceived because God knows that most could not come out of Satan's way. God is calling only a few in these 6,000 years of Satan's rule of the earth to come out of Satan's world, his mindset and his attitude and his way. God is calling a few to put on Jesus Christ, his mind, attitude, and character, to be qualified to rule as kings and priests under Christ and with Christ when Christ returns to this earth and sets up his kingdom on the earth. In Revelation 11, verse 15, notice what God says. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Yes, the kingdoms or the nations of this world will become the kingdoms or the nations of God and Christ, and Christ will rule this earth with a rod of iron, and he will rule this earth forever and ever. Yes, the nations of this world will be taken away from Satan by Jesus Christ. Christ will be king over all the earth. He will be the judge of all the earth and will offer the truth to all people, even though they didn't believe the truth while Satan was the ruler of the earth, because he deceived them just as he did Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 12, Paul continues here, "that they may all be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness." God is allowing man to learn a bitter lesson that it doesn't pay to disobey their Maker. That's where the world is as a whole and has been ever since Adam and Eve were thrust out of the garden. Having pleasure in unrighteousness, that is living contrary to God's word and his law. But the pleasure in breaking God's law is kicking us very hard. There is pleasure in sin. The Bible says that itself. It is temporary, but it has a bitter kickback. We pay a high price for a little temporary thrill. We are reaping what we sow. Look at this earth. It's a dangerous place to live. And all our evils have come up on us because we have been deceived by Satan the devil to think the way of get is the way to live. Now, if you want to know if you're deceived, then just ask yourself, do I live by the way of get? Am I much more concerned about self than I am others? That's the problem with this world. Yes, God knew what he was talking about when he said in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9, notice what he did say here. "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Thank God Satan will be bound, and his influence will be eradicated from the earth for 1,000 years. Then the way of give and love will prevail, will be taught, and this earth will be a wonderful, righteous place to live, a peaceable place to live. Jesus Christ will return, take the kingdoms or the nations of this earth away from the great deceiver, the devil. Then at that time, Christ will take the veil or the deception from the eyes of all people. He tells us this in Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 7. "And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations." Speaking of deception, it will be eradicated from the earth for 1,000 years. During that time, everyone will understand the truth. The truth will be taught. The truth will be understood. The truth will be lived. The truth, God's word, is the way of give, love, and concern. It truly is to love your neighbor as yourself. What a different world that will produce. Why not live that way today? You can begin that way of life if you will. This earth will finally know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Just as Christ said in John chapter 8, beginning in verse 30, "Many believed in him, but that's just the start." Yes, many believed in him, and I'm telling you that that is just the start. Yes, you had to believe in Christ. You had to believe on Christ. Verse 31, Christ said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." So Christ is telling us we have to live by his word, the Bible, if we want to be his disciples. Just as Christ said in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You can read that in Matthew 4:4 and in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. You have to have love for the truth to do that. Adam and Eve did not do that. Man loves self, and that has caused him to follow the way of get and deception. So we find the world held captive to Satan and by Satan, still deceived, reaching out to get, reaching out to solve our problems the same way that we have created them, and that is the way of get. still deceived by the god of this world and to thinking that way will finally somehow solve our problems. In John 8, verse 31, Christ continues here. Christ said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Yes, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Verse 32 continues, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Yes, if you abide in the word of God, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Nothing else is going to set you free, my friend. You are going to be held captive to Satan and by Satan until you learn and begin to live by the truth of God. Well, this world doesn't know the truth. They don't know the truth, God's word, because we don't want to abide in his word, and we are not free. That's why this world is a dangerous place to live. Now, you can't move and find a safer place to live in this world today, but we could have a hand in making this earth a safer place to live by asking God to take that veil, that blindness off our eyes, that deception that Satan began in the Garden of Eden. And if we will be willing to live by God's word, which is truth, that is the only way that you will have peace of mind in Satan's world. Many people have learned that way, and many people are in the process today learning that way. Beginning with Abel, that's when the truth began to be lived. Abel began to live by God's word. He was the first righteous man mentioned in the Bible. And there have been many down through the ages that have learned God's way and that has put on Jesus Christ. You can be one of them if you will. That is the only way you will be free. Why don't you give that a try? Many people have, and it has never failed. It will never fail you either if you turn yourself over to God and be willing to obey him and your Savior Jesus Christ. We have a couple of articles that you might want to request. If you'd like to understand more about this topic of Satan and his deception, article number 1, Satan's Lies, and number 2, Trusting and Lying Words. Now, that's two articles, Satan's Lies and Trusting and Lying Words. And all you need to do to receive these articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you can go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can order your literature that we're offering today and much literature that's listed and posted on our program or on our website by going online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. But if you want to call us and request those articles, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. We invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand and live by his word so that you can live a free life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.